The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, for semifinals in this year's Jefferson County North Girls Midseason High School Basketball Invitational Tournament. Hello again, everybody. You got Joseph producing and engineering tonight. He's our man back at the K-Radio Sports Studio doing the hard work. Tom Kowski here, courtside. I'm the guy who gets to have all of the fun here this evening. We're going to have some fun, too, because they have a couple of great games coming your way. The first one coming up will bring Perry LeCompton High School up against Northeast Kansas High School. And in our second game tonight, ACCHS and Rossville. That said, PA guy sitting right in front of me, he's sharing the starters with the crowd on hand. Let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for Northeast Kansas High School, the Nighthawks under head coach Marley Baum, they're going to be starting a senior, Claire Mullen, and senior Millie Dressler. Along with them, you're going to have juniors, Allie Bertel and Laurel Schvinson. And rounding it out will be a sophomore, Amy Holloway. For Perry LeCompton High School and head coach Joey Franzita, they're going to be starting Katie Bartlett. She's a junior. You're going to have junior Riley Morgan and junior Taylor Dahmer. Also, a couple of seniors with Brooke Metcalf and Reagan Thayer. That all said, we're set to go here. NEK in the home whites with Navy and North Carolina blue. Nice looking uniform. For Perry LeCompton, it is KU blue with white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it as the ball goes up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by the Cause. They'll quickly go back door. The shot is up and too strong. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Northeast Kansas. Quickly into the forecourt with the basketball. They're going to come, and we're going to see the Cause settling in the very traditional 2-3 kind of a defense. Ball comes out on top, and the Nighthawks will swing it back around to the right side. Being very patient in this first possession. Skip it over to the left side, and right through the wickets, it's going to go out of bounds. Back it comes to Perry LeCompton. We are about 45 seconds into the ball game. Each team with one possession, neither team getting anything on the board. Back up with it is going to come Perry LeCompton. They'll dish it over to the right side. That's going to be Katie Bartlett with it. Katie will bring it out on top. They'll swing it over to the left side. A wide open three-point shot that they're going to pass up. Reagan Thayer decides that's not the shot she wants to take. NEK is also in a bit of a zone. Here's a shot from the top that'll miss off the fingers of Taylor Dahmer. And back up court with it will come the Nighthawks now. Their up court pass is going to be stepped in front of us, stolen away, lost out of bounds. Coming back again to Northeast Kansas. 6:47 to go in what has been so far a scoreless opening quarter here in Winchester. Happy to have you with us. First game of two tonight here from the JCN Girls Tournament. Up the court, Nighthawks, they'll dump it over to the right side. That's going to be Bertel with the basketball. Feeds it to the middle, the layup off the left side. It's going to be up and good. Laura Svensson hits the first bucket of the game, and it is 2-0. Northeast Kansas. 6:24 to go, opening quarter. From court pass is batted, and going to be slapped away and lost out of bounds. Allie Bertel got a hand on that thing. Was able to reject it out of play and into the scorer's table. Perrin Compton putting it in play from right in front of us here. They'll take it into the backcourt, and with the basketball, it's going to be Katie Bartlett running it from the one. She'll dish it over to the left side, gets it there to Metcalf. Looking in, no room. Comes back out on top again. Down the pass in the middle, batted free, saved again by the cause. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's a shot from underneath. It's up, no good. Offensive board, following it up, and won't go in. Another offensive board. They're going to dish it back. Here's a 10-footer. No. Rebound. Nighthawks had it, lost it. It's going to go out of bounds to Perry LeCompton. 5:49 to go in the first quarter. 2-0. First substitution into the ball game will come in for Perry LeCompton. And entering the game is going to be junior Allison Farmer. So Allison Farmer is in. And the ball's going to be stolen. Here comes Northeast Kansas. Changing hands with the dribble quickly into the forecourt. It's going to come weeding it over to the left side, taking it down to the block. This time the shot is going to go up, and it'll be rejected. Cause now lose it. Can they save it in play? And it's rolling on the floor. Save for the Nighthawks. Skip past left side. Layup blocked by Riley Morgan. Cause will come back the other way. NEK is fast. They're not particularly tall. Very, very fast. They are hustling all over the floor out here, and they lead 2-0 about 3 minutes in. Perry will go all the way to the baseline. Right ball batted away and stolen. Here comes Vincent. She'll drive it down the left side. Laura will take it all the way to the side of the lane. Goes up with a shot, gets fouled. The foul is going to be on Allison Farmer, who just checked in. It'll be her first. That is the first foul in the ball game by either team. And coming to the line is going to be Laurel. Eyes it up, free throw, hits the back, kicks out. She's got one more shot coming. Now into the game for Perry LeCompton is going to be the senior, Emma Nally. Svensson taking her time, books it over. Second one, hits the back same way, kicks out, no good. Rebounding it down, Perry. Metcalf will come up with the basketball, and she'll walk it into the forecourt. Inside five to go in the opening quarter, still a 2-0 game. Calls with it up on top, way out near the center circle. They'll dish it over to the right side to Bartlett. She'll dump it down to the baseline. Gets it there to Farmer. Back at the top. It'll come as they reverse the ball. Dribble around this time to the baseline. Come up top of the key. And he came out to play your defense. It's working well for him. The pass out on top. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Back it comes to the Nighthawks. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is 2-0. Northeast Kansas High School in front. They'll switch hands on the dribble, and up the floor, it's Claire Mullen. She runs this ball club from the point, has it out on top. Claire thought about the three, then decides no. Pass to the right side, going into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away and saved. Back out on top it comes, and they're going to back it away. NEK will be very patient, very methodical. Now the pass will come in the middle. It's going to be ripped out of the hand of Svensson, and back up Lady Cause. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter, still 2-0. Not a ton of points happening here. Pass comes off on top. Cause will work back again to the left side, dribble over to the right, take it down to the baseline. Now knifing in, dumping off underneath. That's a nice pass. The shot not going to get away. Great defense. The feed into the middle of the runner is up. It's no good, and we're going to get a foul call. Perry LeCompton looking just frustrated out of the court right now with the great defense they're seeing from NEK. There's going to be a foul there on Claire Mullen. We got a couple of players at the scorers table coming in for NEK. First free throw is going to rattle around, and it's going to be good. And Perry LeCompton is going to be on the board for the first time tonight at 3:45 to play in the opening quarter. One more shot coming up here. We got to get that alarm off. Second free throw gets them both. We're even at 2. 2-2 ball game. 3:40 to play. First quarter, the pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Prayer to Compton weaves its way up the court. Dumps it over to the right side. Driving. The running shot. It's going to be up and in. Back-to-back scores for Brooke Metcalf. Perry goes up now 4-2. Just over 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Northeast on top of Mullen. They'll feed into the lane again. Jensen off the window. Can't get it to roll in. It hung on the front lip of the rim but fell away. But being fouled back to the line, she'll come. The whistle is going to be on Brooke Metcalf. Metcalf picking up her first foul of the game. Lady calls. It'll be foul number 2. Schwinson missed a couple of them a moment ago. Let's see if she's found the range here. This free throw is high and arcing and perfect. One more shot coming up. This will hold the ball, making sure everybody understands. One shot coming. Second one is up, and that one will hit the back. No good. Rebound. It's going to be saved down by Northeast Kansas. Going to indicate players slow to get up. Here's a 3 launched off the backboard. It doesn't quite go in, and the rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Nighthawk basketball. It is 4-3. Perry LeCompton, and we're at 3:07 to go in the first. Indy came with the basketball from beneath their goal, looking to bring it in. Gets it over to the baseline left. Now they'll try to pass it into the middle. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. And Indy King has it in again. Hit their offensive baseline. Very good veteran group of officials here tonight. We've got an excellent crew to run these two games. Nighthawks pass to the baseline. Slapped and knocked away out of bounds by Taylor Dami. NDK will be putting it in play from right at the end of the call bench now. Inbound work by Svensson. She'll bring it off on top. Mullen. Claire works her way up between the circles. Dumps it over to the left side to Holloway. Now they'll drive baseline. Crossover at the baseline. And step on the paint. NDK is going to turn it over underneath the goal. Back into the game for LeCompton. Both Katie Bartlett and Riley Morgan return to the floor, and we're down to 2:45 to go in an opening quarter that has a 4-3 score. Looking to run motion now. The defense doesn't allow the pass. Now it's going to be tied up, and we're going to get a jump ball topside. Possession arrow, Nighthawks. Eddie Kane will be putting it in play again from the backcourt. A lot of fans coming in for the second game. Good number of fans here for the first game, but a lot of them coming in already for the second. Here's a shot from the left side. It goes up. It's blocked, and on the follow shot, over the back is a foul. Reaching from behind to try to reject that shot. We're going to have a foul on Taylor. We are. It'll be her first foul tonight. Team foul 3 for the Lady Cause, and at the line now for NEK. Taking her time. The first free throw is going to be just short. At the line, that is Charis Stigall. Her second free throw rattles around and in. So she will hit the second. She will tie the game at 4, and we're at 2:20 to go in the first. Each team has had a lead, and we are tied for the third time already here in the first. It is a 4-4 game. Down to 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Pass is going to come to the top. Drive to the right side of the free throw line. Back over to the edge. Way out on top. Here's a 3. Launch. Nope. Rebound is going to be tipped around. Perry's going to recover it. They'll feed it into the middle. Running shot is going to be up and good. +1. So Taylor is going to get her first points of the game. They're going to count the bucket. The foul is going to be whistled on Claire Mullen. And for the Nighthawks, who don't have a particularly deep bench, they've got carrying 9 players tonight. Can they afford to have a early foul issue? The free throw here is also good. So Taylor Dami will pick up 3, and Perry goes in front 7-4. We're at 1:50 to go in the first. The pass over to the corner is going to be taken, and then coming in, a defender comes in late and picks up a foul. And that is going to be Taylor picking up her second, and that's a big hit for Perry LeCompton. Again, we don't have heights and things like that on the program, but I'm going to tell you, Taylor is their five. She's probably the tallest player on the roster, and now she is sitting on the bench because she is taken out. Here's a three, launched off the window and good. Claire Mullen for three. We're tied again at 7 with a minute 40 to go in the first. Back down the right side, Perry will pass into the middle off the block. The shot is going to go up, partially deflected, rebound. We're going to get a foul on the floor. This was going to be on Northeast Kansas, and it's going to be on Amy Holloway. It will be her first foul, and for NEK, it's going to be team foul three. Down to a minute and a half to play, opening quarter. Inbound pass is going to be lobbed over to the right side and then handed back off on top. Driving to the right, the baseline runner is up no good, and the rebound off the floor, taken down by Northeast Kansas. Amy Holloway brings it up the court, outlets it down the right side. The drive near the baseline, the bounce pass in the middle. The shot is up, blocked, and saved back down for the Nighthawks. Now cutting into the lane. That's a little underhand shot. Intended to draw a foul, it did not. It misses. Rebound caused. We've got a minute to go in the first. Perry having a hard time getting the ball up the court. It's a 7-7 ball game. Cutting around to the left side, getting to the free throw line. No room in the middle. Back out on top. I'll go. The lady caused. Way out on the wing on the left now, nearly dragging a foot. No travel called. It'll bring it back out between the circles. They'll cut down the left side, coming off the screen. The running shot is going to be up and good off the left side. Preparing to come to the first bucket of the game for Reagan Thayer. It is now 9-7 PLHS with 40 seconds to play in the first. NEK right side, Stiegel. They'll look into the middle, bring it back on top. Perry staying in that 2-3 zone. The skip pass to go to the baseline, and it'll be a turnover by Northeast Kansas. Inside a half a minute to play, first quarter. 9-7. Perry in front. Cause bringing it up the floor. Brooke Metcalf will slow down and now come across midcourt. Dumps it over to the right side, way out on the elbow, now down to the baseline right. Back to the elbow again, thinking about the three, but passing it up is going to be Thayer. Reagan will this time instead drive to the baseline, put up a runner. That one went in for her a moment ago. That time it does not go in, but an offensive rebound and a follow shot that misses. But we got a Nighthawk foul with 1.2 seconds left in the quarter. The foul is going to be on Laurel. Will be picking up her first foul. It'll be team foul four. The first free throw is up and good. And that's Emma Nally. Yeah. 1.2 to go in the opening quarter. Now 10-7. One more free throw coming. And hits it. 11-7. And that will be the score as the opening quarter draws to a close. We'll be back. Second quarter of game one coming up. And don't forget, it is Rossville ACCHS at 7:30. Right now, though, time out of the court. After one, it is Perry LeCompton, 11, Northeast Kansas High School, 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Hey, welcome back here to Winchester, Kansas, as we're getting set to go to the second quarter in an 11-7 lead for Perry LeCompton. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio tonight, our producer, our engineer. Tom Counts with you at the gym, and quick recap of the opening quarter scoring. First of all, for Perry LeCompton, 4 points leads the way. They belong to Brooke Metcalf, and then three for Taylor Thomas, two apiece, Reagan Thayer and Emma Nally. For NEKS, it is 3 points leading the way for both Claire Mullen and Laurel Schvenson. Chris Chagall with one, and Claire Mullen, her three, came on a three-point shot, the only one of those we've seen tonight. The ball comes in play. Lady calls habit, and we're back underway. Here to come to with a basketball and a four-point lead as we start the second quarter. They'll drive to the right side. The runner is going to be up and off the window and good. And that will be the sixth point of the game for Brooke Metcalf. It is now 13-7, and we're in the early moments of the first half, or the second quarter. 7 minutes to go in the first half, 7.5. Here's the feed over to the left block, twisting. Get pass is going to go across the lane. That's a tough pass to complete. A bounce pass through the lane from one side to the other. Nighthawks have it to the baseline left. Come back on top. What has worked for them best early in this game is patience. Hitting the ball where they want it to be. Little traffic. Can't get that shot. They'll go for three. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Cleared down by Perry. Emin Nally comes up with the ball. Into the forecourt with it. Perry LeCompton is we're a minute into the second quarter. Beautiful entry pass and finish underneath is up and in. And it's been a big first half now for Metcalf. She's at 8, 15-7. The kick to the left. Here's a three launched, and it's going to be a little bit short. Rebound saved for the Nighthawks. They're going to reset the offense now, drive into the lane through three defenders, put a shot up and draw the foul. Amy Holloway collecting her second foul of the night. And that's team foul five with 6:38 to play in the first half. And back to the free throw line, Northeast Kansas. Allie Burchell's up there. She's looking for her first point this evening, and she's going to get it with that first free throw. For Allie, one more shot. She's a junior for Coach Baum. Second free throw. Wide to the right side, and it's going to come back to the cause. 15-8. Harry LeCompton. For Northeast Kansas, the formula seems to be very patient. Move the ball around, get the shot you want, not rushing anything. And defensively, play a pretty good player defense. Here's a running shot from underneath that something won't go in. Rebounding it back down. Northeast Kansas back up before they're going to come. They'll take it to the top of the key, lob it over to the left side at the block. And as the pass goes down, we're going to get another foul on Brooke Metcalf. Now, Brooke with two fouls, leading her team with 8 of their 15 points. She is going to come out of the game. It'll be interesting to see how her absence for Coach Francita will affect the Perry LeCompton team out of the court. Skip pass comes in. The shot from the baseline won't go. And another cause foul. And as quickly as she has come into the game for Perry LeCompton, we're going to have a foul called on Tristan Buttram. So Tristan picks up her first foul. She's a junior at Perry LeCompton High School. 6:18 to go in the half. Got that first free throw. Going to go up, but it won't go in. It's a 1-1, so let me correct anything there. And back underneath it goes. The driving shot. Up and good. Two more for Laurel Svensson. 15-10. The Nighthawks battling back as we go inside 6 to play in the first half. Toss will dump it over to the left side. Now pass just above the block. They'll skip it back out on top. It gets away and recovered by Perry LeCompton just before it gets out of bounds. They'll drive it down the right side. Now reaching in, trying to wrench the ball free. It won't. Perry's able to rescue it and bring it back out on top. Thinking about the three. Here it comes on its way. Too strong. And the rebound is going to be saved. And, yes, going to be taken away by Northeast Kansas. And, again, great hustle by NEK. Nighthawks with the ball over to the right side. Trailing it by five at 5:20 to go in the half. They'll take it way out on the baseline. Now feed underneath, backing in. Shot up, no. Just a little further, I think, under the goal than she thought she was when Svensson put that shot on its way. Calls back up the floor. Up five. Oh, wide open on the left side. Somebody got screened off, and Claire Mullen with an uncontested layup off the left side makes it 17-10. Inside 5 to go in the first half. Perry has switched up that zone defense a little bit. They've gotten out to a player defense. And you can, I think, analyzing that a little bit. Now they're going to drive down the right side of the lane, put it back off on top. Ball lost for a minute, but Nighthawks able to recover it. 4.5 to go in the opening half. Again, this has been their best attack. Being patient now. They'll cut to the middle, dump it to the right. The defense collapses underneath. The shot's going to go up, and it won't go in, but another pair of the Compton foul. Inike does a good job. They move the ball, clear out one side as the defense comes across, and they kick it back open to basically an undefended player. The foul is going to be on Reagan Thayer. Her first to the free throw here is going to be up and good. So now Amy Holloway is on the board with her first point tonight. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to go. First half. One more free throw. Up and halfway in. It kicks out. It's going to be saved by N.E.K. He'll bring it back on top. Trailing it by half a dozen. We're going over to the left side. Push it back off on top. Driving into the lane, they'll go. The underhand shot won't fall, and the rebound cleared down this time by the cause. Riley Morgan will get the board, and it is a 17-11 game. Here's a shot from the outside for three. No, and on the rebound, we got a foul from behind, and we're going to go to the other end of the floor for the one plus. The foul on Perry LeCompton. It will be the first of the night for Riley Morgan, but that's down 9 team fouls for the Lady Cause. And again, N.E.K. coming to the free throw line for the one plus. Stepping up there will be Amy Holloway. Amy's one of two at the free throw line tonight. That's where she's gotten her lone point this evening. We're over halfway through the second quarter. The gym gets pretty quiet. The front free throw will not drop, and the rebound, Perry LeCompton. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. 17-11. Perry LeCompton in front. He will accelerate to the baseline, and the one-handed runner. Nicely done as it is up and in from the baseline right. Give those points to Allison Farmer. Now the feed underneath, and if we're going to have a travel called on the Nighthawks. Tristan Buntram rotates back into the game, and she's going to take Kaylee Spreer out. Kaylee was just in for just a little bit. Here's a feed inside, wide open, and a layup is not going to go. The follow shot not going to go. The next shot not going to go. And now Northeast Kansas comes up with a basketball. It is a 1-on-3 break. She's going to take this thing coast-to-coast, puts it up, draws a foul. There was no fooling around for Claire Mullen. She's had made up her mind. She was taking this thing to the rack on the other end of the floor. Fouled by Katie Bartlett. And at the free throw line is Claire Mullen. Claire's got 5 points already tonight. She'll be there for two, the first one short. Any case struggling at the free throw line here in the first half. 5 of 12 right now at the line, and I think second one is up, and it's kicking around and going to fall in for Claire. And as that free throw falls in, we will have a timeout taken. We're going to enjoy one, Joseph, but only 3:16 to go. We're in the opening half in Winchester. It is Perry LeCompton, 19, Northeast Kansas High School, 12.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Going to be with you here this evening in Winchester, Kansas. 19-12. is the Perry LeCompton lead. Welcome back, everybody. The ball, as we come out of the timeout, will belong to Perry LeCompton. They'll be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt, where it comes into Katie Bartlett and right back into the hands of Riley Morgan, who brings it up the floor. Now the defense is going to meet him at midcourt, and they're going to steal it. Down the floor, one dribble, left hand, layup too strong. Offensive board, followed up and put home. Claire Mullen makes it 19-14. That defense was just laying in wait for that pass. Took it, drove it, scored it. Here's a feed underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good for a pair of the confident, and that's Riley Morgan on the board. 21-14. 2:45 to play in the half. Northeast Kansas backing it out. They're spreading the floor now. We're going to get to this 2-3 zone. Skip pass will go into the lane. The 12-foot turnaround gets in there. And that's what they want. That open shot for Laurel Svensson. 21-16. 2.5 to go. First half. Perry with the basketball, working hard. Fayer has it up top. Sign kicks it over to Bartlett. She'll dish it to the right. There's nobody there. Throws it away. Calls will turn it over. And so upcoming the floor with it will be Northeast Kansas High School. Carol Compton with a relatively deep bench, rotating a lot of players in and out of the game. 5 on the floor and 8 on the bench. For Northeast Kansas, you got 5 on the floor and 3 on the bench. Here's a drive to the left side and a bounce pass into the lane. Nicely stolen by Riley Morgan for Carol Compton. She picks off that skip pass and inside 2 minutes to go in the first half. Carol Compton with a 5-point lead in control of the basketball. Let's double back over to the right side again. The pass in the middle. Batted free. Stole it away. Here come the Nighthawks. Running down the court. Taking it right side. Driving in. Going in. Shot no. Offensive rebound. Brought back out on top. Squaring up for three. And it's too strong. Rebound is on the floor. And out of bounds. To whom? Going to go to Perry LeCompton. I suspect the officials are all trotting to the other end of the floor. Cows are going to bring Tristan Buttram back into the game. She'll be coming in for Kaylee Spreer. Minute 25 to go in the half. Perry left side. Here's a hard running shot. And it is going to miss, but a foul and all the action underneath. It's going to be on Chris Stigall. So Northeast Kansas picking up that foul. The free throw. Good. Count it for Reagan Thayer. It is her 3rd point tonight. Second free throw. Gets them both. Thayer hits 2. If NEK was hitting their free throws, they would probably be in the lead. But right now they are not. Trailing at 23-16. With a minute 10 to go in the half. Dishing it up on top. Claire Mullen runs it from the 1. Swings it back over to the right side. Working it again against that 2-3 zone. The feed comes in the lane. The shot up high arcing. And does it crawl in? No. Offensive rebound. Lob back out on top. Smart pass. Back to the right side. They'll go. And we're going to have a foul. Our fish is going to cruise over here. And we've got it on 3 blue. That's going to be, that's Katie Bartlett for 2. And Claire Mullen coming to the free throw line. Free throw. Perfect. So Claire Mullen will hit the free throw. One more coming her way. 54 seconds left in the half. This one, short rebound, tipped out, and Nighthawks are going to save it. 23-17. NEK back with the basketball and over to the left side with it is going to be Stigall. Out on top, it goes to Mullen. She'll dish it over to the right side now into the lane, the 12-footer. There it is. That shot is absolute money. Count that bucket again in the middle for NEK. Half a minute to go. And a half. The shot is up and missing. The rebound is going to be stolen and then trying to steal it back. Riley Morgan, for a pair of the Compton, will pick up her 2nd foul. we're going to go back to the other end of the court. Indy Kings had just a ton of free throw opportunities tonight. And back of the line is going to be Claire. Takes her time, eyes it, and it rolls in. One more shot coming up for Claire. Then we're having a little chit-chat. The Perry Compton coach not happy with the official, who's not happy with the coach. Second free throw, nice. 23-21. With 20 seconds left. Back over to the right side to the basketball. They'll start driving to the baseline. No room there. Comes back out on top. Cosmith back over to the left. 13 seconds. They'll cut down low. Off the side of the lane. No room in the middle. Back out on top with it. They're going to go. First to the left side, then to the right. Kicks it again to the top. Passing up the three. Here's a running shot. What a shot. It's off the window. One of those that just is going to go in. Count it. Farmer and Allison hits the runner, and we have halftime. We'll be back here in Winchester to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker rooms. Parallel comes at 26. Northeast Kansas High School, 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's going to have you up here at Winchester, 26-21. The Ridge with a 5-point lead, or Perry LeCompton. I keep seeing the PL, I think PR. Perry LeCompton with a 5-point lead as they head to the locker rooms and quickly recapping the opening half scoring. First of all, for the Lady Cause, 8-point sweeps away. They belong to Brooke Metcalf. It was a 5-point half coming off the bench for Allison Farmer, who hit that last moment three. Three for Taylor Dominic, four for Reagan Thayer, and two apiece then for Morgan and Mally. For NEK, I've got Claire Mullen and Lauren Schvinson with nine apiece, and then one each for Bertel, Holloway, and Stiegel. Stick with us, second half, coming up live, and of course, the second game of the night, ACCHS, Rossville. Those two teams are out of the court warming up right now. We'll be back with all of that, but first, again, with our halftime score. Perry LeCompton in front of Northeast Kansas, 26-21. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio where he...
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olays? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball from the JCN Girls Tournament. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment as we're bringing you first the Northeast Kansas Perry Lecompton game. We will have the ACCHS Rossville game starting around 7:30 this evening. Taking a look at further into the Care Country sports schedule. Tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you starting at 2 p.m. as we will have the Ravens playing host, or on the road, I'm sorry, at Mid-America Nazarene University. Again, 2 p.m. is the time to tune in. For the women's game, the men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. And I will make sure, I believe it is a home game, but I will make darn sure. Checking further into the calendar, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS coming up on Tuesday night. Join us for high school basketball starting at 6 p.m. with the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens action as they are on the road taking on Evangel. 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Then, Friday night, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at JCN. 6 p.m. for the girls' game, about 8 p.m. for the boys' game. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Taking a look around the area in girls' games, we have the Champlin-Holton game right now with 2 minutes and 2 seconds left before the first end of the first half. It's Chapman 15, Holton Ladies 13. In the Sabetha-Silver Lake game, they have reached halftime, and it is currently Silver Lake on top, 25-20. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Perry the Compton Lady Cause at 26, the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks at 21. And in the boys' game, it is currently at halftime in the Hiawatha Perry Lecompton boys game. Perry Lecompton boys are out front 20 to Hiawatha boys 16. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Reward checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. and member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 28 tonight under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 45. A few flurries possible at times tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 9 above, cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper teens. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, currently at the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 33.6 degrees Fahrenheit. We've got the winds out of the west at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 81%, barometric pressure 29.99 inches of mercury and on the rise. And our dew point is currently sitting at 28 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 34. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in about 30 seconds.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Well, and as we return, we welcome you back here to Winchester, Kansas, in the Jefferson County North High School Gymnasium, where we are in game one of the night. It is the winner's side semifinals in the JCN Girls Invitational. And quickly as he put the ball in play, a foul was called, and the free throws, one up and in, one not. 10 points on the night now for Laurel Schwinson. And Perry LeCompton coming up court with the basketball. We are just underway here in the second half. Running shot is going to be up off the window, but no good. And a rebound is going to be cleared down by N.E.K. Here come the Nighthawks. They'll dump it over to the right side. Beautiful move inside. The driving layup is up and good. Schwinson with two more. It is 26-24, a two-point game with 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Perry LeCompton with the basketball. They'll dish it over to the left side. Little shake and bake goes toward the baseline, and we're going to get a blocking foul up top side. That's going to be on Laurel Schwinson, and it will be her, I believe, second foul of the night. Team foul one of the second half. Free throws. Free throws are the difference in this game. Perry LeCompton in the first half. 7 of 7 at the free throw line. N.E.K. was 8 of 17 at the line in the first half. And now the ball down to the baseline right. Turnaround shot is going to be up and too strong. And the rebound is going to be tipped out. It'll be saved by the Nighthawks. Here they come. Running now from left to right across your dial in the second half. N.E.K. will swing it over to the left side. Look into the middle. There's no room there. Brings it back out on top. Putting it in the hands of their guard, Claire Mullen. Claire with a little dish over to Holloway. She'll bring it back out on top to Claire. She'll work it again between the circles. Cause have gone back again to that player defense. The ball's going to be swatted away and knocked out of bounds. Back to N.E.K. Out of the lineup was going to come Riley Morgan with that third foul. And back in for Coach Joey Franzita is going to come Emma Nally. And we get a whistle and 5 seconds. N.E.K. unable to get the basketball in play. It's going to come back to Perry LeCompton. 6:22 to go, third quarter, 26-24. Perry in front, and they come up the floor in control of the basketball. It's Reagan Thayer handling it. They'll lob underneath, outside the block, falling away. Nice turnaround shot, up and good. So the bucket for Taylor Dommy, her fifth point of the game. And here's a shot underneath that won't go for the Nighthawks. 28-24. Harry LeCompton, they've got the 4-point lead. They've got the basketball. Thought about the three, then don't. Now the shot in the middle is going to be rejected, but saved by the Lady Cause. End of the lane, the runner off the window, no good. Offensive rebound up and rattles home. So for Harry LeCompton, as Brooke Metcalf gets her 10th point of the game, you can see what the plan is as they go up six. The plan for Perry LeCompton is get the ball and get it in the middle and get it up. And as many times as you can, go for those boards. Here's the top of underneath. It's no good. Rebound to go back down. Perry LeCompton. Cause on the run now with 5:15 to go in the third quarter, leading it 30-24. They'll race down the left side, take it near the baseline, a little behind the back dribble, brings it back off on top, swinging it over to the right side. We've got a foul. Offensive foul on Perry LeCompton, and Taylor will have her third of the game. With just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, this has been a close, close game throughout right now. It's a 6-point contest. Perry with the lead. Now the pass over to the right side. Intercepted. Here comes Taylor. She'll drive left, goes up, and oh, we're going to get a foul called on the Nighthawks. This one, I believe, on Amy Holloway. Yep. So Amy will be the first NEK player to pick up a third, or excuse me, they're going to have her second foul. Free throw. Nice. Dropping it through the bottom of the net. Taylor Dama, who only had three in the first half, got up for three already here in the second. Second free throw, right there. And with that, Taylor out of the ball game, and checking back in is going to be Riley Morgan. Remember Riley in the game, but playing with those three fouls. 4:50 to go and running along here in the third quarter, 32-24. Nighthawks with the ball, comes off top side. Mullen has it. Oh, here goes the three. Off the window, won't fall this time, and the rebound cleared away by Perry LeCompton. They're looking for a double-digit lead, but 4.5 to go in the third. The feed to the baseline is going to be slapped away by Laurel Svensson. Katie Bartlett's coming in for Perry LeCompton. End of the game for Northeast Kansas is going to be, that's going to be Stegall. And now the ball's going to be stolen. NEK coming down the court. It is one on one, and a shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. That was a tremendous defensive play by Riley Morgan. NEK is going to have it in play from their baseline with 4:20 to go. Third quarter moving along pretty briskly. It comes in over to the left side, and they'll rotate it back up on top, back to the left, got between the circles. Nighthawks move the basketball around a little bit now in the hands of Amy Holloway. She'll swing it back over to the left. Claire Mullen handles it, backs away. Now driving into the lane, the runner off the window, it won't fall. The rebound tipped out. Cross coming out with the basketball. Up the floor is going to be Allison Farmer. And she pulls up the dribble but couldn't stop the inertia, the whistle, and the travel. NEK's got a freshman out there right now, Henley Romsberg. Nighthawk basketball, they'll chime it to the free throw line. No room in the middle, bring it back out on top. They trail by eight, an important possession for them. They'd like to keep Perry LeCompton from having an opportunity at the double-digit lead. Now the pass in the middle is going to be batted away. It's rolling around on the floor. We're still rolling around on the floor. Still rolling around on the floor. And finally the jump ball call. 3.5 to go. Third quarter. Reagan Thayer comes back in. Going to take out Allison Farmer. And the Lady Cause up the court. And as we mentioned again, a chance at a double-digit lead. They're in front 32-24. Walking across, that was so close to backcourt. Had she had her heel down, she would have been over the line. But Perry keeps control of the ball, drives in, shot off the window. Nope. Rebound, followed up. Nope. Rebound this time. Here comes NEK. Mullen will fly down it. Stop at the top, put a look-away pass over to the left side. Romsberg has it, kicks it back over to the right. Cause they've shifted back into that zone now. A 2-3 zone. 2:45 to play in the third quarter. And he came back to the way. Again, what they're trying to do is lure that defense out, bait them a little bit. Get them to come out. Make a little daylight in the middle. That's where it seems like NEK's points have largely come. Now, driving in, the shot missing, rebounded back, follow shot off the rim once, no good, and the board pulled down by Perry LeCompton. Morgan coming out with the basketball, and back up with it comes Perry, and we're going to get a timeout with Coach Francita. NEK has been able to muster only 3 points so far in the second half as we have a timeout on the court with 2:16 to go in the third. Perry LeCompton 32, Northeast Kansas High School 24.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
Hey, we're so glad to have you along with us here on a Friday night here in late January 2023. Beautiful sunny day outside, not too bad out there. Really nice in here is we've got girls high school basketball, the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational. That's a beautiful backdoor play. The bucket is up and in and a plus one. Well executed by Perry LeCompton as they had the cutter coming in from the right side. Foul is going to be on Amy Holloway. And that is going to be her third foul tonight. And an opportunity at the three-point play for Taylor Dami. She's been good. 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 4 of 4 with that one. We're going to get a substitution into the game as Perry LeCompton is going to bring Allison Farmer back in for Katie Bartlett. 35-24. Now up 11. And we're inside 2 to go in the third quarter. Andy Kane going to have to find some offense. They have scored only 3 third quarter points so far. Way up topside with it is going to be Mullen. Claire will drive into the lane, puts it on her way herself, and rattles it down. Claire Mullen with 11. 35-26. And we've got a minute 40 to go. Third quarter. Pass down to the baseline is going to be lost, knocked away, and it's out of bounds. Back it comes to NEK. Cause that time trying to work the same play they did a moment ago, only to the left side instead of to the right side, but didn't quite pan out so well. Svensson will come out of the ball game, and Cherise DeGaulle will come back in. Minute 20 to go in the third. Don't go away. We've got another game coming up after this one. This should be a great one. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. A little forearm push. No whistle. Cause for the basketball. They have not fouled in the second half like they were fouling in the first. And now we're going to have an NEK foul reaching in. It's going to be called on Claire. I've got her for 3 now. So for Claire Mullen, it'll be personal foul number 3. It'll be team foul, what is that, team foul 4 for NEK here in the second half. 35-26, Perry LeCompton out front. They've got the ball, they've got the lead, and they've got a minute to go in the third quarter. They were thinking about skipping it down to the baseline, then no. Bring it back to the free throw line. Quick move down the side, the shot is going to be up and it fails. The follow shot won't. It's going to be up and good. 37-26, and we're down to the last 45 seconds of the third quarter. NEK players talk to one another a little bit out of the floor, and the ball is going to get away for a moment, but be rescued, saved again by Metcalf. NEK back on offense. Here's a shot on its way. It'll come up a little bit short. Rebound tipped out, and the pass in the middle is going to be stolen by the Cause. 20 seconds to go, and coach on his feet. Coach Joey Franzita says, hey, we're going to get one last shot. That's what we want here in this quarter. They'll cut down the right side, and we're going to have a foul on the floor by NEK with 10 seconds off the clock. This foul is going to be on Henley Romesburg. So for Henley, the freshman, it'll be foul number one, and that's team foul five. It comes in off the block, spinning, squaring up, and knocking it down. That was a pretty shot in the middle for Emma Nally. 39-26. NEK does not get a shot off, and the third quarter expires. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up after three here in Winchester. Perry the Compton, 39. Northeast Kansas High School, 26.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Go to the fourth quarter here in Winchester of game one tonight. Perry the Compton with a 13-point lead. And for the Lady Cause, just outstanding at the free throw line tonight. They are 10 of 10 at the line. NEK, this is what has probably been most troublesome for them. They are 9 of 19 at the free throw line. Here we go to the fourth. It'll belong to the Nighthawks, and we're back underway. Mullen will swing it over to the right side to Holloway to the free throw line. For NEK, they're going to have to put up some shots. Here's a three on its way. Missing. Offense board underneath. Dish over to the right side. Pass back out on top. It's going to be stepped in front of it. Stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Taylor. Tommy will take it down the right side. Spin into the lane. No travel call. Turns your score. At the dozen for Taylor. Now 41-26 the game. Beginning to get a little bit away from NEKS. 7:20 to play. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three. A little off to the right side. The offensive rebound is going to be skipped out on top and it's going to be stolen back by Perry LeCompton. 7:11 to go in the game. Perry will walk it up the floor. Dish it over to the left side. That's going to be Metcalf with it. Now they'll take it down to the baseline right. Again, a 360 counterclockwise spin. And another bucket is going to be up and in for Taylor. That's kind of a little patented shot. She goes to the middle, drives in. Starts to turn to the right. The defender goes to the right. She spins all the way around in a clockwise motion, squares up and knocks it down. Coach Baum is going to take a timeout for the Nighthawks. Joseph, we're going to take one with him at 6:52 to go in the game. It is Perry the Compton 43, NEK 26.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Good to have you with us here as we're back to play, coming out of the timeout. Little lob pass over to the left side for NEK is just a little too long and just out of reach. Going to go out of bounds and back up with it will come, a pair of the Compton. So with the basketball, the Cause kind of in control here as they forged a 43-26 lead. And we're down to 6.5 to go. Here's a runner from the left side. Goes around and goes in for Brooke Metcalf, and I've got her for 14. 45-26. With still 6:20 to play. Skip pass comes out on top. Over to the right side of the lane. Cutting into the middle. The shot is up. Counted plus one. That was a tremendous turn and shot by Laurel Svensson. We're going to have a couple of substitutes come in before the free throw is going to be shot. For Pamela Compton, Brooke Metcalf will pick up her third foul of the game. And she's going to check out for a minute. She and Taylor Dammy will come out. The free throw here is up, and it is good. 45-29. And we're at 6:10 to play. Perry will work it over to the left side. Got N.E.K. in the player defense to drive to the baseline. No room. Comes back off on top. We got to travel up top side. You got a 4-5 looking to drive the ball toward the top. Nighthawks will make a couple of subs. So talking to the folks from Northeast Kansas High School, they are literally students from around Northeast Kansas. They're kind of out of the Lawrence Topeka area, which is where they do most of their practice, but that team's all the way from the KCK Metroplex to Douglas and Shawnee counties. Here's a three, wide right, rebound, pulled down by Perry. PLA chance for the basketball, and 5.5 to go in the game. For Northeast Kansas High School, they having no structure, no mortar and brick kind of a facility. They rent space for practice. So they practice 2 days a week, and now we're going to have a foul. Our official comes over to let us know the whistle is going to be on. Cherise Stigall, her second of the night, and that'll be team foul 6 for N.E.K. Perry will bring it at the baseline, try to throw it across, and it's going to be saved by the Nighthawks. Here they come. They're running it up the floor, taking it up to the top, dish it over to the right side, on the floor one time, into the lane, in traffic, left-hand shot up, rolling in! Timeout, Northeast Kansas. That was an impressive shot by Amy Holloway as we go into the break. With only 5:05 to go in our first game tonight, timeout on the court, the score, Perry Compton 45, Northeast Kansas 31.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Carla Compton puts the ball in play as we return. And they're going to travel with it in the backcourt. It'll come back in again to N.E.K. Inside 5 to go in the game now. Topside with it. Claire Mullen handles the ball. She's run this ball clip from the point all night long. Done a nice job. Passed down the baseline. Rejected. Slapped out of play. It'll be off Taylor Tommy. Back it'll come to N.E.K. at their offensive end. Doing the inbound work is going to be Amy Holloway. Amy kicks it over to the right side to Claire. Mullen brings it back up on top to Shavinson, who will handle it. Kicks it over to the right side. We got a huge collision and a foul underneath. Claire Mullen just kind of got run over down there. She did a great job setting a pick, but you got a small point setting a pick for a 5, and that's not going to go real well. That's the fourth foul of the game for Taylor Dahmer for Perry LeCompton. Now here's a shot across, partially deflected, rebounding it back down, cause. And you got Coach Franzita on his feet now saying, hey, ladies, slow the ball down. Let's bring it up the court patiently. Take a little time. They'll kick it over to the right side. Kayla Spreer with it. Now into the lane, falling away. The off-balance shot is up and missing. And he can't clears down the rebound. And Romesburg will get it over to Mullen. 4:15 to go in the game. 45-31. Perry LeCompton in front. The drive to the right side of the lane. The running jump shot will hit the back. Won't drop. Rebounding it down. This time it's going to be Riley Morgan. Back up with it will come Perry LeCompton. They'll take it into the forecourt. You've got Eddie Case settling into a player defense. That's been kind of their stock and store for the book of the night. There's a tremendous block, and again, Connor Mullen is knocked hard to the floor. Riley Morgan has her fourth foul tonight. She coming out? No, apparently not. Thought maybe that fourth foul is going to bring her to the sideline, but it won't. Here come the Nighthawks. 45-31 at 3:45 to go. The pass into the lane, the kick back on top, the dish to the left, the shot for three, can't go down, and the rebound, going to be lost out of play, comes back in again to N.E.K. Now we're going to see Riley Morgan out of the game. Reagan Thayer will return, and we're down to 3.5 to go. Nighthawks looking in, skip pass, goes to the right side of the lane. The dish will come back. The 16-footer from the right side is two more. I'll tell you what, Lauren Swinson could shoot the basketball. It is 45-33. 12-point game, cross-court pass batted away and stolen. Here come the Nighthawks with 3:20 to go. The pass will come over to the right side, and there's a double dribble. 3:17 left. A little break there for Perry because Northeast Kansas just putting together a little late game momentum, even though they still trail by a dozen. Now the pressure in the backcourt, and is it closely guarded? It is. Back it comes to Northeast Kansas. They're going to have it into their baseline with 3:12 to go. Down a dozen. Now, if you think of 3-point shots, I'm not saying they're not going to do it. I'm saying that we haven't seen it. Here's a shot up short and a rebound pulled down by the cause. Reagan Thayer will sweep the board down. Brings up the floor herself. Gets it out on top. Katie Bartlett. She'll work it from the one now. Back over the left side to Metcalf. Goes baseline. Runner nicely done. Rook Metcalf with 16. And it's 47-33. Now inside 3 minutes to go. The runner in the lane, the shot won't fall. Rebounding it down again is going to be Emma Nally. 2.5 to play in the game. For the cause, see if coach decides to run some time or if he just continues to work the offense. Leading in the game 47-33. They'll dump it over to Metcalf. She drives to the middle, brings it back over to the left, and we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Parrot of Compton taking a timeout. Let's do it with him, Joseph, at 2:18 to go in this girls' game, the first of our doubleheader tonight. It is Parrot of Compton 47, Northeast Kansas 33.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here we are back with you in Winchester. And as we come out of the timeout, the ball will be put in play for Parrot of Compton High School right in front of their bench. They'll bring it into Metcalf, tip it over to the left side. In any case, sticking with that player defense, they've got to have some steals and some successful transitions. On the other end, shot goes up and it won't go in. And on the rebound, get a jump ball called. It'll be inbound to Perry. For the Nighthawks, Allie Bertel checks back in for Charisse DeGaulle. Just over 2 minutes of play in the game now. Perry dumps it to the left, dribbles out toward the top. Metcalf goes in, a little one-hop runner, no. N.E.K. boards it back. And here they come. Claire Mullen. Claire brings a lot of energy to the basketball floor. She's got a top side, kicks it over to the left, gets it back, kicks it to the right, gets it back, launches three, drains it. How about that, Claire? She's got 14 tonight, and it's 47-36, but we're only at a minute and a half to play. Full court pressure for the Nighthawks. It'll be broken into the forecourt, taking it down the right side. Fair to Compton. Into the corner goes to Allison Farmer. And her pass is going to be slapped and knocked away and out of bounds. Starting point guard Kate Bartlett is going to come back in, along with starting three, Riley Morgan. Substitution coming in for N.E.K. And we're going to get to see Milani Conciani. Milani comes in. Calls for the basketball left side. Come back out on top. Kind of like Coach Marley Baum, who's utilizing all of his players, getting them all in the game here tonight on the road. Here's a little reverse layup. It's up, and it's going to go in. That was a pretty play underneath. That one's going to be on the Nighthawks, the third of the game for Laurel Shevenson, and a chance at a conventional three-point play here. Pierre Compton is also bringing in Kaylee Spreer again, the senior. The free throw? Got it. And again, Perry LeCompton is not just good at the free throw line, okay? Phenomenal. Phenomenal at the free throw line. They are 11 of 11 at the stripe here tonight. Can't hardly get better than that. We're down to a minute to play. Here's a three. Rolls around, doesn't drop. Rebounding. Perry LeCompton. Up the floor comes Metcalf. Double team, she gets it across the timeline. Swings it over to the right side. Gets it there to Luttrell. The shot for three, no. Rebound in EK. And back up the floor, Claire Mullen, coach on his feet, and Coach Marley Baum will take a timeout. Joseph, probably our final one of the game. We're going to take it as a full one, 45 seconds to go in the evening. First game, second game, can't forget, it's going to be great, so don't get away for that. But right now, timeout with a score. Perry LeCompton 50, Northeast Kansas 36.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Coming in, and Northeast Kansas High School brings it up the floor. They'll go to the free throw line, back in, change directions, go in off the right side of the lane. What a pretty play as it goes up and good. That is Amy Holloway picking up the bucket. It is now 50-38, and the upcourt play is going to be slapped out of bounds. N.E.K. absolutely playing this to the last moment, down a dozen with 28 seconds left. Inbound it comes. Dish comes out on top. Back over to the right side. Perry wants three. Get it. Still shooting the basketball up a dozen. And now, Nighthawks with it. It's going to be stolen back by Perry. 15 seconds left. Pass to the top of the key. And now, finally, Coach Franzetta says, okay, back him out a little bit. 5 seconds. He says, just hold it. Just hold it. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Perry LeCompton High School 50. Northeast Kansas High School 38. And we'll be back to summarize this one for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the custodial crew's getting their floors all ready to go for the second game, and while they're doing that, let's recap this first one here tonight. First of all, for Northeast Kansas High School, leading the way, Laurel Schwensen, 17 points tonight. Also in double digits, it was Claire Mullen with 14. Amy Holloway had 5 this evening, Allie Bertel and Cherise Stigall with 1. For Perry the Compton, Taylor Dammy with 17. Brooke Metcalf right on her heels, 16 tonight. It was a 4-point game for Emma Nally and Reagan Thayer, 2 each for Katie Bartlett and also Riley Morgan. Going to give that Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight to Laurel Schwensen as she held her team together. She got the early scoring in the game, had 9 at halftime, kept Northeast Kansas in this thing until Perry the Compton closed the door late in the fourth quarter. So Bank of Atchison player of the game from Northeast Kansas High School, Laurel Schwensen. Stick around. Second game should be fantastic. ACCHS in Rossville. We'll return with that. But in the meantime, we're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. He'll take care of you for a bit. We'll be back here before you know it.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.